What are the three quiet habits Padre Pio says we must cut out to find true peace? His answer is both practical and challenging. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, on May 25th, as is our tradition, we will carry prayer intentions to Pretlachina and entrust him in prayer on Padre Pio's birthday. If there's something on your heart, you may send it through the link in the description. Today we turn to the profound guidance of Padre Pio found in his letters to his spiritual children. This passage is addressed to Raffaelina Cerase, and in it he gets very practical. He identifies three specific things we must actively get rid of if we want to cultivate peace and grow in holiness. They are subtle traps that quietly undermine the spiritual life. Padre Pio begins. In the first place, you must take care never to quarrel with anyone, never to contend with anyone whomsoever. If you act otherwise, it means goodbye to peace and charity. To be inordinately attached to your own opinion is invariably a source and beginning of discord. Goodbye to peace and charity. He doesn't mince words. This first warning is simple but piercing. The desire to win every argument, to cling rigidly to our own opinion, is often the root of conflict. If we fight to protect our ego, charity and peace evaporate. He then moves on to the second, more internal vice. Be on your guard also against vainglory, a vice to be found in devout persons. It leads us, without our being aware of the fact, to appear invariably somewhat above others, to gain the esteem of all. St. Paul warns his beloved Philippians when he says, "Do nothing from selfishness or conceit." This great saint, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, saw clearly the evil that would result for those holy Christians if this wretched vice were to succeed in penetrating into their souls. Against this miserable vice, which eats away the devout soul like a moth, arm yourself with contempt for vainglory. Don't dwell much on yourself. A low opinion of ourselves and the belief that everyone else is better than us is the only way to save ourselves from this vice. Vainglory is so insidious because it often works without our awareness. It's the subtle desire to be praised for being good rather than being good for God's sake. Padre Pio calls us to cultivate a deliberate, humble mindset as our only defense. Finally, he points us to a third trap. Lastly, we must guard ourselves against something else which is no less dangerous. We must beware of giving priority to what is advantageous to ourselves rather than what benefits others. This preference for what is profitable to us rather than to others, always tends necessarily to the violation of the beautiful bond of love, a bond which must always unite Christian souls. For love, as St. Paul says, binds everything together in perfect harmony. What a fatherly letter! Padre Pio goes straight to the hidden corners of the heart: stubbornness, vanity, self-interest. They may seem small, but he shows how they quietly destroy peace, unity, and charity. So, how do we respond? In his wisdom, Padre Pio gives us three things to diligently strip away. The need to win arguments, the desire to be seen as superior, and the tendency to put our own advantage first. These are ordinary daily choices, and yet they are precisely where holiness is either nurtured or strangled. Perhaps today we can ask ourselves, where am I clinging to my opinion? Where do I seek to be admired? Where do I put myself before others? And then let us pray for the grace to embrace humility, the essential virtue for holiness. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. We also have a beautiful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith, so feel free to check it out. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.